Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahashua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hope everyone can hear me fine tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahashua. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We serve such a wonderful God. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Yeshua. Praise you. Yahashua. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm excited for tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I received a couple of dream revelation this week that I would like to share, that I know it will encourage people, and it will also help us prepare. Most what I receive are confirmation of what God is already saying to his people. But it's also for us to continue to be ready, continue to repent, and continue to prepare for the coming of Jesus. We know he is coming for his bride that have made herself ready. And how do we make ourselves ready? Is repenting daily, not putting off repenting, but doing as God is asking us to do. My brother, my sister, and that's what the Lord this morning in his revelation let me know, the importance of repentance, my brother and sister. And when I share with you where I was and what I was allowed to, what the Lord communicated to me to share with you, my brother and sister, how important it is to be in repenting, seeking the Lord more than ever, knowing and understanding, hallelujah, the time and the hour that you and I are living in. We're living in difficult time, my brother and my sister, but God is with us. And if God is with us, who's against us? Who can come against us, says the word of God, my brother and sister. Amen. So before I go into the revelation of this week, I would like to go into the word of God, my brother and sister. Hallelujah, because everything is in his word about this time, my brother and sister, this world, our time, and the world to come. Hallelujah. James 1 from 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let your patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. My brother and sister, God doesn't want us to lack nothing, okay? Because that's exactly who Jesus is. Jesus, Father God, the Holy Spirit, is perfect. And there's nothing lacking in God. There's nothing you and I are going to lack when you go to heaven. I'm going to share with you what he revealed to me in regard to that, my brother and sister, to our going to heaven. I am glad because what I received this morning is pertaining to a new life that we're going to. And the moment we are rapture, departure to heaven, we're going into a new life. And it's a new mind. It's a new, as the Bible says, everything is made new. It's a new life. And wait until you hear what Jesus spoke to me, that our life is going to be very soon. My brother and sister, I've been like a woman in labor, I say, because I've been complaining and pain because I want to go home like everybody else listening, my brother and sister. And the bride is like a woman in labor. This is the time where the labor pain are increasing, my brother and sister. We're going to heaven. The church of God is going to heaven. The church of Jesus that he purchased with his own life and blood, he is bringing home. And the Lord wanted to convey that message to me this morning, my brother and sister. Even when he took me in to reveal to me the things I'm going to share tonight, I was still murmuring, which I repent for. I was complaining, but it was taking too long, my brother and sister. But he is so loving and patient. The Bible says that God is long-suffering, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He is long-suffering. And he cares for us more than what we think, my brother and sister. He knows that we have gone through so much, but he cares for us more, my brother and sister, than what you and I can imagine. And that's what you're going to experience in heaven. You are going to experience the love of your God, the love of your Father, in a way that you should have experienced that on earth or somewhat, because our real Father, our true Father, is Jehovah God, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He is a true God. Thank you, Jesus. And he is the loving Father who cares very much for you and I. Hallelujah. Very much a care for us and want us to be with him. And we are going to be with him, my brother and sister. That is his promise to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And his promise are faithful. He will fulfill his promise for sure. Remember when Brother Larry asked God, why were we going through all these tests and trial? And why is the devil coming against us, he says to Father. And Father answered back to him, I allow the devil to test my children, he says. But he's like a loose mosquito, I can stop him any day. But I allow him to test my children, he says. You are going to be tested, Father said, until the last second you are on earth. He says, for the last second. A second to us is so quick, fast. But in the spirit, a second can be a lot of time. Believe it or not, my brother and sister. We might be in the last second in the spirit before the rapture. Notice that in our physical time, it feels long. One single second of the spirit in our physical time, it feels so long. Why is it taking so long? One single second. A single second in the spirit. This is why the Bible said to God, a day is like a thousand year. And a thousand year like a day. We are in the last second, and it feels so long, my brother and sister. Maybe when we get to heaven, we'll know what a second is compared to our physical life, how many months or maybe how long it is. But to us, it feels very long, my brother and sister. 1 Peter 1:7,
the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes. Not that your faith perishes, it's that gold perishes. That physical material that people kill one another for. The Bible says that it perishes. It perishes. My brother and sister, it will rot out. It won't be no more. It doesn't last forever. But our faith is more precious than gold. My brother and sister, to God. This is why the trial God has given each and one of us, it makes us very uncomfortable. And they feel difficult to us. Because we're used to the things that perish. We value the things that perish. God values the eternal things. The things of the spirit are the things that God values. Shalom, Sister Renee. Those are the things that God values. The things that last forever. The things of the spirit. His will in our life lasts forever. My brother and sister. So faith is more precious than gold that perishes. Though it be tested with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory of the appearance of Jesus. Our faith of being put through fire, or the test of fire in this life, so when Jesus appears, my brother and sister, we are ready. We become vessels of honor and glory. Glory because he also promised us a glorious crown, a crown of glory, of his power and majesty. In order for us to receive our reward, we must be in honor, a vessel of honor, clean, purified, made ready only by him, the one that knows, the one that is cleansing us. So it's best for us to humble ourselves and let him cleanse us and purify us and make us ready to be before him, my brother and sister. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though thing happens to you. What is this that happens to me? It's like so many say, what is this coming out of my eye? What is this discharge out of my eyes? Tears. God will have you cry and humble yourself and pour cry out of you. He's working his word in our lives, my brother and sister. This morning, or last night in between this morning, I pray overnight, so I couldn't tell you the hour exactly. But I know after I finished, I went to sleep. It was over 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know where in between the time I immediately, he took me out. I find myself in class. I was sitting in class when I opened my eyes, and I began to look to my left, to my right, behind me, and in front of me. I was sitting in class with my brothers and sisters of the Lord's Hour. I can see everyone there. My brother and sister, we were all looking young in our 20s. My brother and sister, I know some looked in their 20s. Yeah, some look younger than others for some reason, but we all look about the same age. There were none of us were older than the other. And it took me a little bit to begin to recognize the face of the brothers and sisters. That's why I usually tell people, if you have your face, if you have in your page your face, your real face, not a cartoon or something, when I see you, it's better for me to recognize you. Because I was, you know, in the spirit, there's no problem recognizing someone, for sure. There's no problem. And I knew even by just talking to someone, even though I didn't see their face, I knew who they were. My brother and sister. But we all looked young. And we were in class. We were all sitting in our bench. And we were about to take the last test. Last exam, last test, last trial, my brother and sister. I knew that outside of us was the world. And the darkness that have covered the earth. And for some reason, we were taken there to take the last test, the last trial, my brother and sister. My Lord, my God. And I'm looking around, my brother and sister. There was a dear sister there that I don't think I seen in person, and we gave each other a hug. And the Lord, Brother Elvie, we gave each other a hug. This is our last test, brother. We were saying to one another, this is the last test, and we go through the door. But as we were sitting there, I began to murmur inside of me. And that place, even murmuring is like you're speaking. Because I feel like all of us there were feeling the same. If you were expressing how you feel about the rapture departure that had not happened yet, you probably were saying the same thing like me, Brother Elvie, why is it taking so long? How long more are we going to wait? And it was so incredible that I can hear myself murmuring. You know, the more we try to not to do it, or sometimes we think about things and we don't even say it, we might even think that those things are not considered, even when we think about them, my brothers and sisters. And so I said, why is the teacher not here? We're in class, but the teacher was not there. And we're looking at one another. Some turned their chair around to look at the other brothers and sisters. And if I think about what was happening, I believe God was giving us time with one another, my brother and sister. But I know that as we wait, we kept saying, where is the teacher? I even said, what class are you, how can you be in a class sitting with other students and the teacher would not be in front? That made no sense to me, my brother and sister. Then comes a messenger through the door that the teacher sent. And the messenger is in front of the door, in front of us in the class. He stands at the door and he says, the teacher sent me to come and get you, to bring you to the other room where he is. And so we were like, oh, he's in another room. Okay, so this class is in another room. Our people started standing out of their chair. We were all thinking the same, like, how come the class is not here? How come we need to go to another room? But the messenger said, the teacher said, it is better for you to go to the other room because darkness is covering this place. All of a sudden, we're looking at one another, and it was almost black. I mean, we can see darkness in the room. And we're looking at one another. And it got so dark, we could hardly see each other. It got in dark, and I'm looking at the light in the roof of the room, and on the top, on the room. And I can see the light we're on, but we can also see darkness in the room, my brother and sister. And it was beginning to take over the room. And the messenger said, go to the other room where your teacher is. And we all got up. It was like we wanted to get out of there fast. And we all began to walk, my brother and sister. When we go to the other room, We walked to the hallway. The messenger said, take a right, go down the hallway, down the first door on your right. He's there waiting for you. It was like there was an excitement, like a hard jump for a moment. We all started getting up and we started walking to the second room where the teacher was. When we got to the door was open. We looked into the classroom and there was the teacher sitting in front. He had a beautiful smile, full of life and hope, looking at each and one of us with great love and great compassion and great care for each and one of us, knowing exactly what was in our heart and our life. When we sat down in class, you may all be seated, we began to set each other in the chairs on the bench, and it was like our life immediately was being revealed to us. He let us know that we were chosen out of many that were called. We were the few chosen one, my brother and sister. Many that were called. We were elected by him, he said. We were selected by him. And he says, you have endured and you have persevered until this moment as you were asked to, as my word says, for you to endure and for you to persevere till the end, till this moment, he said, my brother and sister. He says, after you pass this test, after you take this test, he says, you're going forward through that door into your new life, he said. When you go forward through that door into your new life, everything that you ever hoped for is going to come to pass for you there. You're going to accomplish your dream, dear. Everything you hope for will come to pass, dear. Your heart desire will be given unto you there. He said, when you go through that door, you'll come into your new life. You will live in a total new life. Everything is different and new for you. And there, he talked about the joy that you're going to have in that new life, my brother and sister. We were like, wow, that is so incredible. Everything you have gone through until this moment, he said, here, now, come to fulfillment. We were all excited and anxious to do the last test and to go through that door and to come into our new life, my brother and sister. He also talked about the darkness that was to cover the earth. And for this reason, he says, as you see how the darkness that covered the earth, he's talking about the vaccine, the mandates, the viruses, and the worst things that are beginning to happen, my brother and sister. As you see these things that are coming to pass, he said, as he has said in his word, now was the time. He says, this for this reason, these are the sign for you, for me to take you out and bring you into your future, your new life. my brother and sister, as we see these things intensify, become even more on the earth, this variant, this virus, he said that it was time. These are the signs he's given us in his word that will let us know, these signs and wonders that will let us know it was time for him to take us out, he said. My brother and sister, my Lord, my God, hallelujah. These were the signs, he says, that it was signs. He also said that the reason why we needed to see them was because we were his witnesses. My brother and sister, his witnesses. And we needed to see until this moment. My brother and sister, which is exciting. Hallelujah. We are witnesses, so we needed to see these things come to pass. But he says that these were signs given to us, and that were told us clearly that it was time for us to be taken out. The departure he's talking about. My brother and sister, I saw some of my brothers and sisters got up. He says, you may start taking the test. And I saw when they started taking the test, and some finished the test and walked to the door. As more than half of my brothers and sisters have taken the test, I noticed, oh man, I was a bit concerned about this test, about failing the test. But I just noticed that the test, as long as you're trusting in the Lord, as long as God helping you, the Lord helping you, you cannot fail the test. Right? Because he's prepared us to pass the test. And I saw my brothers and sisters taking the test, and everybody was passing the test. My brother and sister, I was so concerned because you start thinking, so what is this test about? What happened is I failed this test. For a moment there, my earthly mind began to wonder. My brother and sister, but no, we that were there, it's because the test was our own life. The trial of your faith produces patience. That's what the word of God has done in our life. It has produced patience. And the fact of us having patience is that we haven't given up. If the word had not produced patience in you, you would have given up. Jesus is the word that you read and believe. And when that word goes into you, when he goes into your life, when you open your heart and your mind, your life, and he comes into you, he produces patience for you to wait. He helps you and I wait. And he let us know in that class when we're all sitting down that if we made it to the end, if we were there, was because, hallelujah, he helped us. He helped us to be there. We believe, we endure, we persevere till the end. My brother and sister, hallelujah. We persevere, we endure to the end. So that was exciting, that he is the one helping us to make it to this, to the end, to endure, to persevere in him. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful for Jesus and his help over our lives. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was excited to finish. Hallelujah. But there were other students in front of me, brothers and sisters, that were getting up. I was like almost in the last aisle. And so it began with those that were in front. who was getting up to go take the test, and they were taking the test, and he would say, you may go through the door. You may enter. So then they were going through the door, enter into a new life. There was a sister I saw that she entered through the door, and like a glory came over her. She went into that glory. And I heard when she said, oh, wow, much more than what I expected, she said. Oh, much more than what I expected, she said. My Lord. The glory covered her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. She said it was much more than what she expected. Thank you, Lord. Praise to God. Jesus is the door of the sheep. Hallelujah. Those that will enter will find pasture. It's waiting for you. Hallelujah. If you made it so far, if you made it this far, you're about to enter. If you made it this far, he said, you will enter. Hallelujah. It's through the testing and trial of our faith. The coronavirus is a test, and so is the vaccine, and so is the mandate, and so is everything that is around us coming against us. This all's been a part of the test and trial of our faith. And the Lord, who knows everything, he knew who he elected, selected, out of the whole multitude in the world, billions of people. He elected and selected a few. And he knows who's going to make it to the end. He's giving everyone the same opportunity to repent daily. That's another thing I understood when we were sitting in class, because he mentioned it. He says, you're repenting in relationship. Hallelujah, with God. It's what helps you to be here, my brother and sister. But he said it, daily repenting, daily confession, daily seeking him. Hallelujah. Who daily seek him as he commanded. Those that did that, he said in class. Those that obeyed that, that did what they were asked to do. Are you that are here, he says. And when I looked around to each and one of us, I knew that everyone sitting in the class has been the brothers and sisters that have been repenting, confessing, repenting daily, confessing the sin daily, walking truly with God, repenting to him, my brother and sister, that have taken it very serious. And the Lord was the one who helped us to make it to the end. My brother and sister, everybody else in the class practically was allowed to go through the door. But I had to come back here and tell you about it, so I was not allowed to go through the door again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was not allowed to see the other side of the door. I could see a bit when the door was open. When someone would go through the door, everyone was experiencing God in a special way, my brother and sister. That was the exciting part. Brother was going in through, and God was waiting for them and receiving them in a special way, untold, unheard. And the word, they may say a word at first, then they could not say anything else after that. They knew he was more wonderful than what they ever heard him. They ever heard about anything they ever heard about God. When they faced God at that moment, they had no word. Like Job. Remember Job? When God came and spoke to Job in the cloud, the Bible said that Job decided to be quiet and could not say any more word. That's how you're going to be and I. When we're before him, that's it, no more words. There's nothing you can say anymore. because he is more than your expectation. He'll show you more. You'll see more of him than what you think of him. He will blow your mind. Some people express it that way. Because you say he is mourned. Sister say, oh, he is mourned. That was the first word when she got a glimpse of God. And then she could not say anything else. She just went into his glory. Oh, my Lord, my God. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. You see that it's all worth it to endure and persevere. And that teacher, our rabbi, our Lord, wanted to let us know that what we have done, as they say, will pay off, will give you great reward, is the word. Will give you great reward when you meet God. And he will be more than your expectation. My brother and sister, you will have no words because he will reveal himself to you in a special way, known by nobody, but only you. Thank you, Lord. How can this be? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Now, I want to talk about this test. I want to go a little bit into this test that you and I have been calling to. And the great example in the Bible about this test is Abraham, our father of faith. The Bible says, my brother and sister, that in Genesis 22, that it came to pass after these things. Huh? It came to pass after these things. What things? After what things? After he called you, after he promised you, after he blessed you, as he multiplied you and gave you all his promise, okay? After he revealed himself to you and you are without no word, he on the earth, after he made all the promises, it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Abraham answered God as a humble man of God. Abraham did not question anything of God. You know why? Because when God revealed himself to Abraham, he never revealed his name to Abraham, but he revealed himself as one of his mighty name, the Almighty God. There were many gods in Abraham's family. Abraham knew about many gods, but not of the Almighty God. And when the Almighty God revealed himself to Abraham, Abraham's life was completely changed. His heart was for God completely. My brother and sister. Then he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee unto the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee of. Praise you, Jesus. Even the mountain. I know a lot of people read this story fast, and a lot of time you don't get to see things that God wants you to see. Even the mountain. Remember the calling of Abraham when God told him to leave his parents' land and leave all his side of the family unto a land that I will show you. Here begins his walk with God by faith. Notice that everything about Abraham, everything God did in the life of Abraham, because he was chosen to be the father of faith, an example to you and I, has to do by faith all. He has to do everything by faith. You and I have to do everything by faith, my brother and sister. He said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. Give me what you love, Abraham. The things that you love more, Give it to me. My brother and sister, hallelujah. That's why we are told to give our tithes and offering to God. Because where our money is, our heart is also. Because God knows we follow in love with things. And if we are in love with God only, if we love God more than everything else, we have no problem giving everything to God. And God wanted to show how faithful Abraham is. God already knows how faithful Abraham is. God already knows your heart. Don't think that you're going to convince God of anything. Because God already knows everything about you. My dear sister, my dear brother, God can reveal you to other people if he wants, as he's doing with Abraham now. My brother and sister, thank you. For where your treasure is, there will also be your heart. Or your heart will be awesome, sorry. Take now thy son, Isaac, whom thou love, get thee into the land of Moriah. Offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell you. Not one time do Abraham complain to God about sacrificing Isaac. My brother and sister, if this man of God can be so faithful to God, imagine his son when he had the cross on his back going to be crucified. He also can be quiet through the process and not complain. A great example to us. Abraham is taking his only son Isaac that he loves so much and taking him to sacrifice him to God. In his age, he's thinking, first he could not have Isaac because of old he was. And he could not have no more children then. Unless God did another miracle. My brother and sister, there's a lot of things you and I are going to receive in the most difficult and impossible time by miracle. When we trust and believe God, we must get there like Abraham. So he takes his son Isaac to bring him to the mountain to crucify him, to kill him, to murder him, to sacrifice him, crucify him. My brother and sister, and obedient to God. Verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, Isaac his son. He cleaved the wood for a burnt offering, rose up and went to the place which God had told him. You see, do you see the obedience of Abraham? No complaint. Well, I'm not going there. It's too uncomfortable. How am I going to get up there with this boy and the wood and the donkey? That's impossible. See, people complain about things that we should not even complain. Like Abraham, God wants us to be obedient and do what he asks us to do. Because sometimes when even it looks impossible, he'll help us. He'll help us. My brother and sister, even when it looks impossible, he'll help us. So this is why he wants us to be obedient. Because even when we see things impossible, he'll make it possible for us. Thank you, Lord. Verse 4. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw that the place was far off. On the third day, Jesus was raised by God on the third day. Days are significant and even second and minute. When you read about days and hours, don't ignore them. Because this third day applied to Jesus, my brother and sister. Verse 5, Abraham said unto his young men, until this moment, for 3 days, Abraham did not speak. For 3 days, he did not speak at all. Now, on the third day, Abraham said unto his young men, abide here. See here what he has. And I will go yonder and worship and come to you again. What is some people say? Oh, this is too much. I can't worship. No, this is too much. I'm going to do what? And then I'm going to go worship? Where am I going to have the strength? Where am I going to have the will to do this? And they began to speak negative before they obey God. God doesn't want us to think this way. Let's think like Abraham. A lot of time it's better to be quiet. Most of the time it's better to be quiet. My brother and sister, Abraham, for 3 days he was quiet. On the third day, he decided to speak. And the only thing he spoke was to go worship God. Let me go worship, because what he's saying is positive, is motivating, is good. Let's hold on here and let me go worship. My brother and sister. Someone else said, oh, no, you better come with me. Leave the donkey there. No, you better come with me. You need motivation. You need focus. You need this. You need that. A lot of time you don't need to pull the other person. Encourage the person, but don't tell them, well, I'm doing this. You need to do it the same. No. Don't obligate people to do anything. Pray for them. Encourage them. Pray for them. Remember that. That was his son. Why couldn't he bring his son to go worship? What is wrong with worshiping together? It's awesome. Some people, oh, I had nobody to worship or seek God with. And Abraham had no problem with that. I go worship my God. I go worship my Lord. I'll be back. My brother and sister. Okay? It's important that we understand what God is teaching us through this man. Verse 6. Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac, his son. He took the fire in his hand and knife, and they went both on them together. My brother and sister, a lot of the story you hear about Isaac and the wood was that Abraham laid the wood and then put Isaac on top. That's not what the Bible says. Let's refresh what the Bible says, because I know you have watched the movie and you have seen Abraham in the movie laying the wood and then putting the child on top. Let's read the word. Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac, his son. You see how men does things opposite? You know why they do it opposite? They lay in the movie, they lay the son upon the wood, not actually as it happens. Because if you do it the other way around, it will look cruel. It will look cruel. You lay the sacrifice and you put the wood on top. That's cruel. You're putting all that weight. Remember how much that wood weighed? This is a child we're talking about. This is a child. You lay in the child and then you're putting the wood on top of the child. You know how much weight you're putting on this child? You don't see that in the movie. You see the opposite. You know, he cares so much about Isaac not to hurt him. He laid the wood and then put him on top. Nonsense and foolishness. That's the mentality of men. My brother and sister, the men of faith look to pleasing God and not men. The men of faith, the woman of faith, look to pleasing God and not men, and will do as what God has said, not the other way around, my brother and sister. Okay? So Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering, lay it upon Isaac, his son. He took the fire in his hand and knife, and they went both on them together. Huh? They both went on together. So it sounds to you like someone who, right now, he doesn't sound like someone who is not expected to do the sacrifice. He's acting as someone who is willing, who is doing what God asked him to do. My brother and sister, Verse 7, and Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, my father, he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the offering? Until this moment, Isaac is quiet. He speaks, and now he asks for the sacrifice. What happened? He finally began to understand what his father's doing, that he is the sacrifice. Mabel insisted. But Bible said that God had chosen unto himself a lamb. In other words, God got his lamb. Abraham is being obedient. And at this moment, Isaac don't know where the lamb is. Abraham says, my son, praise the Lord. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb and the burnt offering? Abraham says, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both then together. Praise the Lord. I'm willing to do what God wants, but I also know what God said. You see? Knowledge, wisdom. I'm willing to do what God said, what God is telling me to do, commanding me to do. But I'm also knowing, understand, I'm doing it with the understanding that he's going to provide unto himself for a lamb, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Because Abraham walked with God. How did he know this? That his son was not the lamb. Because Abraham walked with God. One thing the Lord let me know in that class when we were sitting down is that those that were there that he had chosen, that he selected, elected, knew him. My sheep know me, he says. They knew him because they walked with him. Thou, Lord, let me know there in class. Thank you, Lord. Verse 9, they came to the place where God had told him off. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him in an altar upon the wood. I know that God will provide himself a lamb. He had just said it to his son. God will provide a lamb unto himself. What did Joshua say? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Lord is asking him to do something. He doesn't see a lamb yet. Okay, I bow my son. I put the wood on top of him. Let God will be done. My brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. And the history of Isaac is that down through his descendant, the Lamb of God is born. My brother and sister. It's like if you look into the spirit, the past, the present, the future are one in the now. Huh? When we look into history, oh, Jesus died 2,000 years ago. Look that in the spirit. Oh, now. Now is Isaac being crucified. Now is Isaac is being offered. The Lord is being crucified. And we are being born of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, to God a day is like 1,000 years. This is all happening. This is all one in the spirit. I thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. In our time, it already happened a long time ago. In the spirit, this is now. It's happening to right now. Abraham is offering Isaac. Right now, Jesus is being crucified. So it's like at the same time Isaac is being offered, God already has his lamb. God had already provided himself a lamb, the lamb that was crucified before this world was created. And now all this is happening. It's all happening at the same time. My brother and sister, in eternity, it's all happening now. In our time, we're like, what we're doing is we're putting the pieces together. But in the spirit, all the pieces are already together. You see? In the spirit, there's Isaac being offered, Jesus being crucified, and we're being saved. It's all happening all now. We're entering heaven all now. We're already part of eternity all now. We're sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Paul, the apostle Paul revealed to the Ephesians, it's all happening now. We're already in heaven. But wait a minute. The rapture has not happened yet. We're sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And the Spirit is all now. My brothers and sisters, we're putting the pieces together now in our time. Verse 10. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife and slayed his son. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Abraham was giving God what it was of God already. The Lord, when he gave me my son Levi, Joshua, and then, remember when the Lord gave me Levi, I was speaking with Jesus in heaven, and he says, my son that I'm lending you to take care, he says. His son. He's giving me a son, but he's calling it his son. My brother and sister. And then reveal me the future of him at the same time he was giving him to me. My brother, the past, the present, and the future is like one in eternity. And the things that we're waiting to pass now, it already happened in God. It's a fact already. In heaven, the rapture is a past. It's part of the past. To many people now, it's part of the present or future. In heaven, it's already part of the past. My Lord, my God, help us understand. Verse 11. The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, here I am. Notice that when God came to Abraham at first and blessed him, and told him about the seed, how they will be like the star of heaven and the sand of the sea. It already, what he said was already. Because those are his promise. My brother and sister. And his promise is amen. Whatever God promised you, it's already yes. I checked with the Lord a few weeks back about this. I prayed to him. And I said, Lord, I heard in the message that what you promised is already yes. And he gave me a yes with a smile. And he said, yes, yes. So, Lord, the house you promised is already there. And he said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Lord, is it paying full? He said, yes, it is. Huh? We don't know this language on the earth. We don't know that language. We know that our Bible said that with God all things are possible, but we don't understand that past, present, all being one, and whatever he promised, he already answered, because when he spoke in the word, it already came to pass. We don't know that language, as is known in heaven. We got a lot to learn when we go to heaven. We have a lot to learn. Remember, Father was speaking to me in eternity, and I was looking to my left, and there was nothing there. And when he said, all this I have for my children, when I look, I began to see all kinds of gifts he has for his children. And the moment he spoke it, it was. We're not used to that. We're not used to that, my brother and sister. Well, we better get used to it, because that's the way it is with God. With God, all things are possible. That's why when Sarah laughed, when God promised Isaac and Sarah laughed, the Lord said, if anything too hard for the Lord, because what he already has spoken already was, it was already in her womb. It takes 9 months for a woman to have a baby. I come back to you next year. Sarah will be with a child, he says. He will be 9 months, 12 months to a year. So he will be 3 months old when I'm back. And the moment he spoke Isaac to Abraham, he was in her belly already. Are you listening? And the moment he spoke Isaac to Abraham and Sarah, hallelujah, I believe Sarah was feeling the spoken word going into her belly of God. We have prayed for women, and they feel this coldness, and it tickles in her belly, and they're laughing. Like Sarah, they're laughing on the floor. They're holding their belly, I remember in the service, and they were laughing under the anointing and power of God in the floor. My brother and sister. So that gives us a new understanding. And the moment he spoke the word, this time, next year I come to you and Sarah will be with a child. When the Lord came back, Isaac was 3 months old already. That means in that very moment that he spoke in the word, Sarah felt the coldness and tickleness in her belly, and she was laughing. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Remember, Abraham was too old already. But God gives strength to the old, renew the strength to his people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A lot of old people can testify and tell you how God has given them energy, strength, and youth to be able to preach the gospel and go around doing so with more energy. They're in the 70 and 80, and they have more energy than people in the 40 and 30s. How is that possible? When you ask them, what do they say? The Lord, God, is the one helping me, giving me the energy, giving me the strength. That a lot of people don't know. What is he talking about? How can you be 80 and be going around the world? How can you be 80 and be walking 20, 25 miles every day preaching when I cannot even walk 3 miles of exercise or 5 miles of exercise? How is that possible? You can walk 25 miles of 80 years of age. And they say, the Lord gave me the strength. There's a lot of things we don't know that God is doing because of a lack of faith. And it's not, each and one of us has an amount of faith. But in the Lord, we got to grow in faith, my brother and sister. That's what that is. We have still things to grow. When we go to heaven, we're going to continue to grow to level. It's going to be told to us in heaven, you could have grown to this level on earth. And we'll be like, with all the stuff going on earth, we could have done that. And they'll say, yes, you could. If you would have only focused on Jesus and pray every day and not even worry how many hours you pray, how many days you fast. Some people, they say, I only pray 1 hour every day or 15 minutes. They tell God how long they're going to pray. God say, pray instead of going on the floor or going on their knees or even sitting, however they pray. Instead of praying for several hours until God leads them, they want to go pray an hour and then get up and go do something else. When God can lead them to pray, like Brother Larry, 16 and a half hour every day. I saw it with my own eyes. My brother and sister and I was stunned. 16 and a half hour every day he prayed. God called him to do so. And he says, yes, my brother and sister. And he prayed those many hours. I was there when he got up about 4 o'clock in the morning, I believe it was, to pray. About 5:30 in the morning, he was praying in tongue. God was giving him new tongue. And he was praying so loud that I could not sleep. I was a guest in his house. Brother Larry got up to pray about 4 o'clock in the morning. He was speaking in tongue. My brother and sister, the most beautiful tongue I can hear him speaking. He was uttering out of his mouth. He was speaking language I never heard. He was speaking the Asian language in tongue as the Lord was giving it to him. And it was like tongues of fire. Bible talks about tongues of fire. And I could feel it all over my body also as he was speaking them. My brother and sister, it was incredible. Incredible power and anointing. The cloud of glory was over his house. The place was full of angels. My brother and sister, the presence of God was so strong in the house that I could not even sleep. I don't know if you ever experienced this in the Lord, that the presence of God, you're tired, you're sleepy, and you go into bed, but the presence of God is so strong that you cannot sleep. That's what happens to me that morning in his house. His wife got up also to pray afterward, and it was an incredible presence of God. My brother insisted, all morning long, I went into prayer. It was a tremendous glory of God in that place. Then, Brother Larry, 9:30 in the morning, 9:15, I believe it was, he stopped praying because his wife was going to, if he was not fasting that day, his wife was going to make him breakfast, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. But I believe he was fasting that week. So she was doing it for herself because she's a teacher. She was going to school. My brother and sister. He asked me if I was going to travel long distance. I said, yes. My brother and sister. That was like on a Tuesday morning, I believe it was. But the cloud of glory in the presence of God was incredible. And the more you were in it, the more you wanted to stay in it. You don't want to come out of that glory. And it was about every day this way. Every day. Because he was praying 16 and a half hours, my brother and sister. Most of it all morning long speaking in tongue. As he was giving him. And God had him pray for so many people specifically. He was giving him to pray for them. My brother and sister, the testimony he was getting of what God was doing in other people's life because of his prayer was incredible. My brother and sister, family was experiencing God in a new level. My brother and sister, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. We got to let him teach us. We're going to learn these things in heaven. And God may call him or someone else as an example and say, come here, my son. How many hours did I ask you to pray? And he'll testify and say, and I ask these other people to do it, and they say, no. Not even 1 hour, not even 2 hours, not even 3 hours. We make too much excuses. My brother and sister, we want to tell God how to keep his word. We want to tell God how to be a Christian. Instead of God telling us how to, people, the churches are telling God, they have a program. They have books that they follow on how to be a Christian, how to bring a new believer into the church, and to teach them to pray. If not, call the pastor of the church and pray for them. And they teach people to be dependent on men. And never to form that relationship with the Lord that he expects from each and one of us to have with him. My brother and sister, there are people really walking close with the Lord. I could see it in that class. Hallelujah. And the Lord was very happy. Very happy with them. He's very happy with those that are spending time with him. That are not worried about what's happening in the world. They're not worried about that. That's, It's not like that doesn't matter or like they don't care. It's that God matters the most, and they only have time to seek him. That's what that is. Because a lot of people think that if you're disconnected from the world, you don't care. But if you're disconnected from the world and then praying for soul to be saved, you care the most, my brother and sister, because you're asking God to save them, to reveal himself to them. Thank you, Lord. Verse 12, and he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Hallelujah. Abraham did not withheld what he loved. And a lot of times that's what we do. We withheld, we hold back the things that we should be given to the Lord. We hold them back. Our heart, your tears, everything that is in you, your emotion, everything. You got to love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. When you go into prayer, give over everything to him. Get your worry. Give your concern. Let him know how you feel and cry. What was the last time you cried in prayer? What was the last time you weep in prayer and you cry and cry and cry and cry before his presence and give everything to him? I hear a lot of people talking about worship. It's great. And worship, God ministers to you. Amen. And you minister to God. But what about giving everything from you to him? All your worry and concern and not worrying about anything, but letting him guide you and lead you. Verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught, taken by the horn. Abraham went and took the ram, offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. The provision of God came to Abraham. When Abraham believed that God had an offering for himself, I was so happy when Jesus revealed to me that every lamb that Israel offered unto him, he made it appear among his cattle. It was not a lamb that was born amongst their cattle, but it was one that God made appear. Because I heard about Israel looking for the red heifer around the earth. In the United States, everywhere, Israel are willing to pay thousands of dollars for a red heifer. And every time they found one, in a few days will go bad. And I wanted to know from the Lord if this is the way it was, that Israel would have to look for a heifer, a sacrifice for unto the Lord. And the Lord showed me that it would never came from them. It came from God himself. And right when they needed the heifer, when they needed the sacrifice, God made it appear among the cattle because it was highly inspected to make sure there was no damage. There was nothing in it, my brother and sister. Nothing. Hallelujah. And the rabbis checked it, and they can witness one day before God that there was nothing wrong with the heifer that they found. And the testimony in the Bible, God, what God does is perfect. And what God offered is holy. That heifer was holy. The Lord showed me how not even a mosquito or a fly can come on the heifer, because he protected the heifer for a fly or a mosquito or anything to come on. None were allowed. God himself made sure under his power, and he showed me, and I marvel at this. My brother and sister, it's so incredible the things he can reveal to you, that you read in the Bible and you think are coincidence, but when he reveals it to you, they're not coincidence, they're a miracle of him. His mighty power, my brother and sister. Abraham, when he looked, lifted his eyes and looked, my brother and sister, was he not looking before He first believed, and then he looked. People today do the opposite. They look. They look. God is asking you to believe first, like Abraham. And then you will see. Then you will see. After God have made all these promises to Abraham in this chapter, Abraham is, yes, amen, amen. He's believing, amen, 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 amen. And he's still waiting. And then he looked at all these promises were made. After God has spoken, that word of God was immediately went to work. Immediately, that heifer appeared there. Unhorned, unmarked, unscratched, perfect. Caught by a branch. Not even the branch that was holding the ram by the horn can scratch the ram, my brother and sister. Not even, because if it was, Abraham would have said, no, Lord, you're going to have to do another miracle because this one is crushed. It needed to be perfect. Perfect. My brother and sister. Perfect. And he was going to inspect it. My brother and sister. And then offer it. Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. Or Jireh. That is the Lord will provide. It is said this day in the mount that the Lord shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh, my brother and sister, the Lord will provide. How did he provide? First is by faith and not by sight, the Bible said. Got to get into that faith. I heard of this preacher that God is doing a miracle through his ministry, that he tells people to ask Jesus to come in them and give them the faith to receive. He said, because this is the way it is. You ask the Lord to give you the faith, and then you'll receive. Ask the Lord to give you the faith to receive. Lord, give us the faith to receive miracle, receive full supply, to receive everything we're going to need, Lord, in this hard time coming, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, the weeks, in the middle of the week, the Lord given me, took me into the days ahead of the things that are coming, my brother and sister. Next year, 2022, will be a year. Things will start changing, my brother and sister. Things are going to start changing in our country. There will be riots. And that is the beginning. 2022 will be beginning of all that coming. The Lord took me in the spirit there again this week. I was there, and I began to see people rioting. This I did not expect. Our power was off, was out. People were complaining when I arrived there about power outages. And someone said, what power? We had none. So it must have been beyond 2022. I know that the Lord has shown me all the way to 2029. I don't remember seeing power outages in 2022. First time he showed me, my brother and sister. So this revelation can go beyond 2022. I know trouble begins, food prices will rise unthinkable in 2022. And it will go on. That's what will be the first year, my brother and sister. So I don't know how far to 29 I was. But it was darkness everywhere, power outages. No one have any electricity. I don't know what caused this. There are people that had dreams, my brother and sister, as some kind of weapon that will be dropping the U.S. that will cause the power outages, my brother and sister. And some people had dreams of either Russia or China dropping a weapon that will take the power out in the U.S. Okay, I didn't see that. Why? When I was there, the power outage was already there. And people were complaining they had no power. and people were looting. People were breaking into houses to steal what other people had. I saw people coming out the window after they broke in where people belonging. And they were looking to the sign. They were running with them as fast as they could. A plasma television, anything they could find in people's home. They were breaking in like it happened in California now for 3 or 4 days. People breaking into store. It was even worse than that. This what's happening in California is just the beginning. My brother and sister, wait until the government start announcing, like they can announce next year that things are not good. And that's going to lead a lot of more people into rioting. And government's going to make an announcement next year. I already saw that. The Lord showed me. It might be in summer of next year. Because I remember people were not wearing coat. It was either getting warm or it was already warm when I saw the government coming out to tell people that the economy was not doing good as they did this past week because of the new variant. The stock market began to fall and they shut it down. Next year, they might shut it down again, but it will be more than what just happened. It's not supposed to happen this year yet. It is all scheduled for next year. They don't like what they're seeing this year already. But I said last year that there will be signs on the end of this year of the economy falling. And that's what's happening. Signs are showing because I saw them, signs. Next year will be a lot worse. This is why I say I didn't want to be around next year. I hope the rapture happen before next year. Because I know how bad it's going to get. And I don't want to even think another year beyond next year. Because it will be even worse. My brother and sister, I know that God had told us to save up on food supply, emergency food supply. And make sure that we have everything we need before it gets really bad. My brother and sister, we know we have food by for a year. But if it's extended for 2 years, our food will go bad. We already been through this before. And this part of the concerning with everyone, the food going bad. My brother and sister. But what the Lord's been saying to Sister Barbara is a fact. Another prophet. That the economy is going to get really bad. Really, really bad. Like people cannot even imagine how bad and so quickly. Whatever they're not telling people this year, next year, they will. Okay? Next year, they will, my brother and sister. The looting. Now, let me tell you what I saw this week. My brother Ben was here living with us in our house, in a new place. And I don't know who else was, but I know that we were here. And the looting, there was these neighbors that wanted to break into our house. And we were telling them, look, we will share some of the food we have with you, but we're not willing to let you steal our food. We're willing to share. And they were angry, my brother and sister. They were angry of us. My wife had told some of our children to go inside the house, the little ones. My wife was in the door trying to stop these women from breaking into the house while we were outside holding back this man who wanted to break in. And I saw Brother Ben when he said to this tall man, like 6'7". My brother Ben is like about 5'7", I think it is, or 5'5". And Brother Ben has army training. I noticed how he grabbed this man by the chest and lifted him up. And said, look, brother already told you, we're willing to share food, but we're not going to let you steal our food. We're going to need it. We're willing to share. If you're hungry now, we'll give you some food. Is that what you want? We're willing. We're willing. We want to help you. He said, no, I want all your food. And I'm willing to do anything to get the food. And we were saying, no, we're not going to allow you to. I never been of the one to say, we're going to wrestle and fight for this. But what it means, what the Lord is showing us, it's going to get bad. Don't kid yourself. Don't take it lightly. So you don't find yourself in a place that you never been and you don't want to go there. Okay? Obedience is better than sacrifice. God is telling us it's going to get bad. It's going to get real bad. I kept hearing was, and this was coming out of the media, no more EBT. No more checks. No more assistance. And they kick on and on and on, repeating what people would not be able to have anymore, what they would not have anymore, or what they didn't have anymore. And people were angry. Where is our money? Where is our saving? Where is our food stamp? Where is, brother and sister, we got over 55 million people in the U.S. on food stamp, EBT. And they were so angry. And then all these other people, we know the Biden's plan is that whoever doesn't get the vaccine very soon, they're going to cut them off from Social Security, SSI check, and any other check, my brother and sister. He wants to take it all the way that if people are not vaccinated, they cannot even have a bank account. That will come later on. Later on, not now. Later on. But this that he's planning, he's trying to do as soon as possible. Social Security will be threatened soon. Will be taken away from the unvaccinated. We need to make plans. We need to pray. We need to pray. We need to ask the Lord to provide us, to help us. Again, I don't want to be hearing what is coming. Not even for one day. I just want the Lord to take us home. This is not something I'm planning, but we need to plan because it's going to get bad. They're going to get violence. The violence is showing me that it's heading our way. It's severe. It is unexpected to a lot of people. A lot of people won't believe they're living through such a time when they see it. This is worldwide violence. The rest of the nations and country. Let me see if I can play an audio on what the new variant is doing. How it's affecting people. So people can get an idea of what the international news are saying that you may not hear in the United States. Let me see if I can put it up quickly. I know I downloaded it. I'll let you hear some of it. Some of you, if you're not signed up to some of these international news, you may need to get to them because they're telling you things that you don't hear in the U.S. about the new variants. There are people in the U.K. dying of the new variants. You don't hear that in the United States. Right now, it's all under the rug. My brother and sister. I got news from India and a different place because there's things people don't hear that are happening, that are really happening. My brother and sister, they want to hide everything. They want to keep everything away from the people. My brother and sister. And this is what's difficult in all this situation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if I can get some of the news on. Hear this. I'll be back in a second.
Also, the virus from China. Proving to be very hard to fight. It has mutated yet again. A new variant of the Wuhan virus is spreading in South Africa. Scientists are calling it the deadliest variant till date. The most horrific version, quote-unquote, of the Wuhan virus. Such statements have triggered panic. This morning, almost every market in the world nosedived, from India to China to Japan. Stocks were in the red across the world. Countries are rushing into travel restrictions yet again. The UK, Germany, Italy, they've all banned flights from South Africa. Other countries are mulling such travel restrictions. Are these fears justified? Is this variant really the deadliest? Our next report has some answers.
Oh. 2021 may be coming to an end. The pandemic isn't. The Delta variant is still spreading. It has infected most of Europe and America. Such is the state of affairs. That Germany has deployed its air force to airlift severely ill patients to hospitals. As if this wasn't enough. Another variant has now been discovered, the most heavily mutated variant of the Wuhan virus so far. Where is it spreading? South Africa. What is it called? B11529. How deadly is it? In one word, very. Some scientists are describing it as horrific. Some others say it's the worst variant they've ever seen. In South Africa, the cases are limited to just one province, the province of Gauteng, the most populated province.
Okay, I'll leave it there, my brother and sister. There is especially out of UK, one of the hospitals, the new variants that they're bringing in. Her word is there's so much death that she contacted the U.S. and the rest of the world to warn them. And they have ignored her. Ignore her. And even said, it's not like that. You're exaggerating. When she's right there with all the dead bodies that are coming in. Why are they putting this under the rock here and in most of the country? They don't want people to prepare for it because a lot of the people dying are the vaccinated with the new variant. So they're hiding it. When I saw this, I was stunned. Wow. They're hiding the death in the hospital. They told them to close the hospital. Okay? And don't let anyone out. Keep the body in there. And they don't even want the information going out. And she's there with all the dead body of the people. I was stunned, like, wow. So what are they waiting for to go all over the world? She said if only one case of this variant comes in New York City, they will regret it because it will kill so many people, she said. They will drop dead. They will drop dead is what she said when they get it. It reminds me what the Lord showed me, people dropping dead, and they didn't know what it was. This woman used the same word. She's not a Christian. This is a secular doctor. If it comes to New York City, people will drop dead in the street. When she said those words, I was like, wow. Okay? Wow. It's happening. It's out there. And they're hiding it. They have only, Israel has closed all international flight. It's in this report also. All international flight, they have closed. All. There's only been four nations that have closed all flight. And Israel is one of them. Now the United States, no Canada, no Mexico, none of them have closed flying. They should. Because one case entered Germany, and it's already spreading quickly. That's why the Air Force has to take control of getting those people out of the country right away. It's deadly. It's a deadly variant. And the moment they get it, like she said, people drop dead. Is what the specialist says. Okay? They don't allow her to say how many bodies are dead in the hospital. Not even. Okay? Okay, my brother and sister, it's terrible. Fully vaccinated, unvaccinated, it kills them quickly. It just kills them quickly. And they're wondering what it really is. Scientists are saying this is crazy. They never seen anything like this. But not scientists here, scientists over there. Okay? So we'll see what happened. Because what they're waiting for is to spread. They're not waiting to stop it because they would have canceled all international flight. Here would have been canceled already. No. I was telling my wife, why are they not canceling flight? It should cancel every single flight. They don't want nobody coming into the country and bringing it. And they found one case still in Israel, one case. They all just want to keep the stuff hidden when it can kill people so quickly. My brother and sister, it already started and it's already doing it. Started in Africa. It's in the UK. And they don't even release how many people have died. If it's in the 100 quickly, okay, my brother and sister. So they're just keeping this stuff hidden. Over here, they should have canceled all the flight. They haven't done that. Okay, so that means they're waiting until it comes and kills a lot of people. And then they'll say, oh, well, we couldn't stop it. No, they could have stopped it now. Okay, there's no mercy from our government for the people. Okay, this is just so incredible how these things are happening so quickly, and they're acting like they don't care, my brother and sister. So what the Lord was showing me for next year is that it's going to get bad. And I don't know if it's a variant that's going to get all these riots, because the economy, of course, will be in really bad shape. They're already starting to try to prevent it, but they won't be able to. They won't be able to. This has been planned for a long time. We need to get with the Lord in prayer, repenting, and fasting. My brother and sister, we need to. When these variant goes into other countries, they keep it quiet. They don't report on it quickly, because some people feel really sick and they run to the doctor. But what she's saying, those that went to her died quickly. They just died quickly. So that means that this winter has already started. This new variant is out, and they don't care. So there's so much happening quickly. My brother and sister, I was getting an audio ready. I'm sorry. Even downloading the audio that I wanted to have ready, I was not able to. Usually I'm able to. They're beginning to filter, cancel, and stop even downloading stuff. My brother and sister, okay? They're blocking us from having the information. No information is coming into the U.S. practically. It's being removed. It's being blocked. They don't want people to find out until it's all here already. This is why we need to pray. We need to pray for our protection. Okay, we need to pray for our family to be protected, okay? Yes, they're taking down many channels. Google this week has been acting very weird, blocking stuff, not working on certain occasions. When they usually always work, they got the best server. No, they're having problem with the server. It's all part of the agenda for people not to get the information, my brother and sister. Okay? According to what the specialist said, the patient that came in, the patient that was brought in died quickly. And when they investigate this, it's a total new variant, and she contacted the international government, and they decided to ignore her because they haven't done much about it. Like, what in the world? It's going on. So purposely, they're lying this thing to before they can do anything. Okay? They locked down. Her hospital is locked down. It's in lockdown right now in the UK. Okay? It's just terrible. Terrible, terrible, the things they're doing quickly. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. So we need to trust the Lord always. And pray. Prepare. Because you don't want the year to be over before you begin to see, hallelujah, stuff getting worse, because they're going to get worse around our country, around our nations. My brother and sister, what the fallen angel wants is what they already did. And if we want to find out what's happening, the best source of information is the Bible. The news are lying, especially in the United States. the information they're giving now is not accurate, and it's not verified, it's not confirmed, and it's not true. And this is what's making it harder. I can play you a news from another country like India or Europe and show you what they're saying compared to what they're saying here. It's totally different. Over there, they're saying it's killing people like crazy, and over here, you don't even hear about it. Okay? You don't even hear about it. They're not even talking about it. So what are they waiting for until it comes and they begin to kill people? My brother and sister, Genesis 6:5, God saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, that every imagining of the thoughts of the heart was evil continuously. Evil continuously really applies to people being changed into a beast. An animal, when a dog have rabies, why does it need to be vaccinated or in the older time be killed? It's because what's in the dog's mind when they have rabies is to bite. It's to kill. I seen a dog loose with rabies, and I seen the behavior when I was small. And they're vicious. There was a dog in our community back home that had rabies, jump on this guy and grab him by the neck. And it was trying to tear him apart. The dog grabbed him by the neck and then tried to tear him apart, like in a movie, in real life. What was in that dog mind continuously was to bite anyone that he could find, including another dog, my brother and sister. Evil, 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 continuously. My brother and sister, this is what we're beginning to see in the last day. This is them changing into beasts in the last day. How will people behave when they change? When they are changed into like beast like, is evil continuously going on their mind. When the Lord showed me these people in the Great Tribulation last week that had changed, they were looking for people, those evil birds, Revelation 18:2, that were flying looking for people to eat. They were doing this continuously from the fly. They were flying up in the cloud. They were looking down like the eagle to the prey. Anyone that they could see running and trying to hide, or any wild deer or hawk or anything, they will come down quickly and tear that prey apart. Grab the prey and begin to tear the prey into pieces. Evil, evil continuously. That's what God is showing us in Genesis 6:5. My brother and sister, God saw that the wickedness, my brother and sister, was great on the earth. When it gets to this level of wickedness, that's when God said, all right, enough. We are in the border of that right now with the vaccine and this virus. This is why soon the Lord's going to get his people out of here. Because they're going to get there. They're in the border of this level of wickedness and evil. These people, the Great Tribulation has not started yet. And we can see already how these elite wants humanity to be there, to be at this level of wickedness. My brother and sister. So when I was walking this week in the months to come, I saw the devil going into someone's house, my brother and sister, next year. And I say, hey, what are you doing? I ran to meet him or caught up to him. And I said, what are you doing? And he says, you know, always being bad, he says to me, kind of mocking laugh, smile on him. You know me, always being bad, he says to me. And I said, haven't you had enough? You got all these people vaccinated and you got them going into hell. And what are you looking out to do into the people? when you have deceived so many people. Because he will look like he will look into another family, go into another family's house. But my surprise was that he was walking like a regular human being on the earth. And he didn't look like he had this horn, like people picture him and all that. No. I knew it was Satan. He responded to me that he was Satan. He acknowledged me that he was Satan. And he was still going into someone's house like he was a guest invited or something. When the people became so wicked, when the people come to the level where they invite Satan to their house and he is another guest, my brother and sister, ignoring what the Bible says, what Jesus said about the devil, that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. When he comes to people's life and home, he doesn't come to be the nice one. He comes with a wicked plan, my brother and sister. Okay? He comes with a wicked plan. People are totally ignoring what God says in his word. They have gotten to the level of ignoring God and just going on and doing their own thing. My brother and sister, the Lord repented that he had made men on the earth and it grieved him in his heart. When he saw these people walking like beasts, turning like beasts, behaving like beasts, evil, evil, evil. That was it. That was it. He had enough. He repented. My brother and sister. All their thought was to kill. Was evil. Kill, 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 steal and destroy. Like the father of the devil. And when humanity get to the same point, to this level where Satan is their guest, and he's visiting people's home, it's because they have totally ignored the Bible. They have totally ignored God. They have totally ignored what Jesus did on the cross. They don't care. They behave like it. They are like it. That there was their guest in their home. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beasts, creeping things for the air. I repent that I have made them. The beasts and men, both, God repent, he made them. Why? Because now you have the transhuman. You have men DNA mixed with beast DNA. This is what they call the transhuman, my brother and sister. They have put the two DNA together. And now China has an army that has the DNA of alligator, tiger, lion. And they test these men by shooting on them. They have over 100,000 of these soldiers, my brother and sister. They even have fallen demon DNA on them. They are almost impossible to kill. And this is why China is not afraid of anyone, my brother and sister. And the United States has said on the news that they have told China to stop their scientific study, because that's what they call it, scientific study. They have made an army almost impossible to be killed. And any nation that deal with China will have to drop nuclear weapon on them in order for them to have a chance. There's no other way. They cannot go on against China bullet by bullet, because they have an army that cannot be killed with bullet. My brother and sister, how do they got to this level? Mixing DNA, putting DNA of animals, all these animal and fallen demon DNA together and putting them in their soldier and making them super soldier, my brother and sister. Things that you cannot kill with bullets. There's a video I was showing someone this week of them. I don't know how many of you have seen them on YouTube. They have several videos of these super soldiers from China. How they got demonized, beast eyes, and they act just like beasts. My brother and sister, evil, evil, evil. I showed the song because a lot of people, they use the internet to watch comedy and some other stuff, not to be informed. No, I'm informed. I can find anything online. It's out there, my brother and sister. Okay? You can find anything online. The information is out there. Okay? The Lord reveals it to you, and you can find it. Okay? You can Google it and much more. Because Google now is not leading people to the truth anymore, to the other information. You have to find it with other search engine. Other search engine will get you there, not Google. Okay? People think they can find anything on Google. Not anymore. Not anymore. It's all being filtered. It's the information they want you to have, not the one that you should read and read about. Okay, so you're going to have to use special search engine to find the truth, to get to the truth. You will find out that you will put the word on Google and will not get you there. But when you get a special search engine, it will get you there. And you'll be like, why? Because they are blocking people from getting certain information that they don't want people to have. They don't want people to know. You can find it. Okay? It's out there. No. There's other search engines you can find. Okay? I can play you news from other nations about the people that are dying with the variants that you won't find in the U.S., but you'll find it in another country. Why? Other countries are reporting what is happening. Okay? Not like here, what they're being told to report, which is different. Okay? But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace comes through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says. Okay? He is saved through Christ back when Christ was not even crucified on the cross yet. But in the time of God, yes. Yes, use duck, go. Thank you, Sister Treya. There you go. I use that in my search too. You can use that. Okay? The other, Brave, I believe is the other one that you can use. Okay? Use lineage instead of window. I'm trying to depend to use more Linux. Like I had Debian Linux. Now I'm using Fedora. I was going to talk about these things mostly for the people to and use firewall on your Linux. Use physical firewall also. Because in one of my computers, I noticed they stole my password. They were able to get in it, and they were stealing a lot of my information. A lot of my stuff were being removed. Okay, so you need to be careful. There's a way for them. Use a key to protect your login. I don't know if people know about key login or let me see if I can find Uvico. There's a German company. I'm not sure if it's this one. But you might be able to use it to use it as your second factor of authentication to log in. So it's like a second password, but it's a physical USB drive, key drive that you can use. That will help you also to protect your information. Because if people had just this past week, someone stole my password, my Facebook password. And you've seen people posting things on my Facebook and doing all kinds of things. They steal the password and they do it. But since I had a key, they cannot steal how the key operates in a computer, and they're blocked from even going into my Facebook. Okay? Google will sell your information. They'll take your information, provide it to someone else. Google will sell it to Facebook. They're selling information back and forth. And a lot of people's personal information is being stolen. There's a lot of things they're doing, okay? They also have the Google phones, okay? I have a couple of the Google phones also that I can use in Google and then will not know what I'm using, okay? It's just to protect your privacy that some of my photo, personal photo with my children were going in a different place and people had them without me providing it to them. How? Some people are stealing our private information. We need to be careful, my brother and sister. So use two-factor authentication when you use your computer. You can use it for Facebook. You can use it for Google, my brother and sister. It's preferable that you don't use the Google one. I have the Google one, but I will now advise people to use this other Ubico or Fatians, I'm not sure which one of the two is for Germany. I believe it's either Ubico or Fatian. Someone can look it up. I don't remember which one of the two. One is from Germany, and it uses it's a military grade protection for your computer. Use that. Protect your information. Okay? Because in the days to come, they'll be looking for the ambassador, and they will pinpoint them, and they will send people to them and look to vaccinate them. My brother and sister, we know that these variants, they're the one releasing it. And they're the one allowing it to go to people's store. They're using fear to get people vaccinated. And the vaccination rate is up in the 80s, my brother and sister. It's up there. It's high. It's very high. I'm not sure if it's in the 90s yet, but I know last time we checked, it was close to the 80%. They are vaccinating people faster than anything. We need to be careful because they have their plan. They have their agenda. They want to change people into beasts, and they're going to do it, my brother and sister. And it's going to come to pass, okay? Besides all this, trust the Lord always. Let the Lord be first. But do try to get away from Window, okay? Window will also give out your information. Try to use Linux. Try to learn it. Take the time to learn it and use the key for protection, and you should be fine. Amen. And pray also that the Lord will keep everything you have and will protect it, my brother and sister. We're living in the last of the last, remember. Sister Celestial, I was trying to get this study that she put up about the aliens, my brother and sister, that it was really, really good, my brother and sister. Sister Celestial, the Lord has given her the things that they're doing and planning closed door that they don't want people to know. They don't want people to be aware. And it's all aliens technology, evil technology, demonic technology that they're doing behind closed door. And the Lord's been giving it to Sister Celestial. And she has put out two great studies this week in regard to it. I was trying to, let me see if I can get one of them uploaded so we can hear, my brother and sister, because one of them that she was doing, I believe it was from yesterday, was really, really good, my brother and sister. UFOs, alien, yeah, this one was really good that she was doing, my brother and sister. Let me see if I can get this one for us to hear. Because I tell you, the information she's given, that the Lord is giving her, is really good in regard to all these things that we're talking about that are going to begin to be revealed soon. The Lord keeps insisting that next year, it is a year where things are going to change. I believe that December 34 this year, midnight of the new year, something is going to happen. Something will begin, my brother and sister. And life next year is not going to be the same as we know it, my brother and sister, in the spirit realm. And as they say, always begins in the spirit, and then it happens in the physical. Something, things in the physical are going to change. As we read in Genesis 6, that's exactly what happened, my brother and sister, in the times of Noah. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. This is exactly what I saw for next year, that it began to happen. We have riots in the year before, and we have not seen violence so much as we'll begin next year. Because there's something else behind it that they're releasing, that is beginning, that will give out a sign to the believer and say, this is demonic. This is not normal. People don't behave this way. People don't kill each other for little things. And just killing someone for food. I mean, we were trying to hold back these people, and we told them we would be willing to share our food with them. And they didn't care. They didn't care that we were willing to share. They said we want it, and that's it. We're taking it. And we were pushing them back. We were holding them back, and still they didn't care, my brother and sister. And so that gives me an understanding that what is coming, what's behind of what is coming is worse this time. And this is basically what the Lord's been showing me. It's not going to be as simple as of riots and looting that has been before, like it's happened in California. Why is it being repeated? And why is the police looking the other way? That means it's coming from the top down. The agenda of the elite is from government down. And when things are this way, this is wickedness in action. This is evil in action. And this is what happened in the times of Noah. The earth was corrupt before God. That word corrupt is damage. My brother and sister, some say unrepairable. That is a total change of what God made. My brother and sister. And I, yeah, some people have said, Brother Elvie, it might be the vaccine or the booster that they're giving people lately, because they're coming out with a lot of boosters. And some people believe in one of those boosters, they're giving them some chemical. They heard a report online of some family getting the booster and acting differently, behaving differently. And so a lot of people believe it's the booster. Is there another booster next year that is going to be worse? Okay, what is going to make these people become so evil, so wicked, that they're willing to kill other people, that they're willing to hurt their neighbors? You know, what is going to get them to this level? A wickedness that the Bible talks about. And, you know, when you hear about corruption, it's also talking about a change. A change will cost to them, or a change will be cost to humanity. My brother and sister. Okay? Now see, what I'm talking about, they don't like. Now they lock me out of Block Talk now. I'm trying to put the audio back up there so people can hear what she's talking about. Because these things are important, and they have to be released. People got to get the information. We need to be informed. If I'm not able to put up the audio, Sister Celestial, you might have to go on and hear it. Let me see if I can. Thank you, Lord. I'll let me see if I can put up the link also, just in case I'm not able to put it up. I'm going to try to put it up anyway, because I know this information, the Lord told her this information is important, and the information must go out, my brother and sister. The agenda being played here is wicked and evil, okay? It's a wicked and evil agenda going on, my brother and sister. Okay, let me see if I can get it on, because there should be no reason for me not to be able to put it on. But I know they're trying to block it, so thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. But God is in control, my brother and sister. Their plan is not going to work out as they think. They think that they're going to ruin humanity as they please. But God is in control. But the fact that the Lord is revealing these things to us is for us to be ready, to be prepared, my brother and sister, because things are going to change. God decides what's going to happen, but if God says things are going to change, they are going to change, my brother and sister. That is a fact. If he's telling us that things are going to change, they're going to change. And that's why, you know, we are peaceful people and we want to stay like that. But the Lord says, in the days that are coming, he showed me. Okay, even though you're trying to be peaceful with people or stay peaceful, they're not going to be peaceful with you. They're going to be violence people. Okay, we know that the Lord sometimes is going to get us out. But we also need to see. We also need to see the things that are coming. Okay, I believe I can bring it on now. I'm using another different browser because they block Google Chrome that I was using, not letting me put it up, my brother and sister. This has been their agenda. The things that they can control, they'll control. And they try to block you even out of my own account, not to be able to put up the audio for people. It's all part of their agenda, my brother and sister. But God is in control. He gives us the knowledge and wisdom for us to protect ourselves. Sometimes I'm in prayer. He gives me the wisdom on how to use these things, how to go around them, and program them to use them. It's all for the kingdom. We're not hurting or trying to hurt anybody. We're trying to inform people and bring the truth, my brother and sister, what is really happening. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. She'll be ready in a few more seconds. Praise you. God, I have to use brave and go around so they won't be able to block it anymore because they have the other one blocked. They keep blocking us one way or another. And so people, you get frustrated when they block your internet or your browser from using it because you say, why are they doing this? But it's all part of their agenda. Okay, here it is. Thank you, Lord.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. I am continuing with the new series that I have started at the request of the Lord Jesus Christ. This series is about the fallen ones, so it will cover quite a bit of information because fortunately or unfortunately, I have a great amount of information on these things that I have been receiving from the Lord over varied periods of time. So this channel is an end times prophecy channel. That is the primary goal. That is the primary call of the work and mission that the Lord God has given me. And therefore, on the Master's Voice, we are going to at times, actually often, cover things that are not dealt with in mainstream Christianity. So what am I talking about when I say mainstream Christianity? This is the Christianity that you can find if you pop into any church, whether it's a large church, medium-sized church. This is the Christianity that you can find if you just decide to drop in on a church. They're going to be talking about how much Jesus loves you, which is true, but it is not without conditions and caveats. The Lord's love is not reckless, as I have been saying for over 3 years now. The Lord's love is actually very focused, and it does require things from us, but usually those things are not taught in church. They'll be talking about influence. They'll be talking about how to widen your expanse and your center of influence as a Christian. They might be talking about quite a few topics, some of them biblical, most of them having nothing to do with the book that is before me right now. And so the Lord God, in his wisdom, has decided to bring forth the truth concerning what he expects from us as his people. And so I have been receiving prophetic information from the Lord directly related to the end times since the year 2012 until now, 2021. I was just reflecting on what a long period of time it has been. And what's more interesting is before the Lord actually spoke to me in 2019 and told me, Celestial, it is time to make these things public, I am thinking that many people do not have the necessary awareness of the times that we are in simply because to some level. It is not because the information has not been there. The information definitely has been there. But people are not minded to listen to it simply because it doesn't line up with mainstream Christianity. So it doesn't look and sound like what you've been listening to on the podcasts, on the YouTube videos that have 12 million views, you know, how much God loves you, or rise up and release your inner David and things like that. But I'm here to tell you that as an end times messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am bringing forth the true prophetic words, the true prophetic judgments, and the revelations of the Lord Jesus Christ that will directly affect your life, your family's life, my family's life. And so it is really in your best interest when you come to this channel to, what can I say? If I make this movement, I'm trying to say, bend yourself into a shape that is able to absorb the things that I am saying. Bend yourself into a shape that is able to truly listen and receive and absorb what God is saying so that this information actually can benefit you. And so this is a dream from June the 4th, 2016. As an aside, the Lord has been showing me these creatures that call themselves aliens since I was a young child. And I've mentioned about the fact that when I was about 9 or 10 years old, can't exactly pinpoint the year, I had a recurrent dream over and over again. And this dream was so clear and so vivid that I woke up in absolute terror every time I had it. And even if I, as a child, tried to keep myself awake and not go back to sleep, whenever I went back to sleep, the dream clicked from that exact position and began to play. It was always the same dream. It was always the same scene, scenes of absolute destruction as fleets of what are called UFOs came filling the night sky and completely obliterated everything that was on the ground. This is buildings. This is people. This is animals. This is everything. They shot these long green rays out, and everything that the rays touched either was sliced into pieces. So the rays were slicing people, and people were dropping dead. But when the rays would hit maybe larger objects such as cars or buildings, those things would simply combust. And so I was seeing these scenes of absolute power, and I was paralyzed by these dreams with fear. And I shared these dreams finally after about 6 or 7 months of keeping this to myself as a small child with my parent. And she said to me, "It's not real. Don't worry. Nothing like that will harm you." And I remember that. I remember seeing now as an adult how much God honors true parenthood. You know, my mother comforted me and she told me that nothing was going to hurt me. And the Lord who watches everything, every exchange that you have with your child, every exchange that you have with your family member, always know that God is watching. He's watching them and he's watching you, and he's keeping two separate accounts of how both of you behave. And the Lord honored my mother's word, and I didn't have those dreams again. When she comforted me, the Lord took the dream away, not because the dream was not real or not because the Lord was not activating the inbred gift of prophecy that I was born with, but because a mother comforted her child, the Lord honored that, and he held back that dream and many others until I came further into maturity in my life. And so the Lord chose a certain time, very, very much further in the future, when I was an adult and began to speak to me about aliens. And this was a staggering shock in my life. I shared in another video that we were having a conversation with my father at one point, and he was telling us that whatever you see on TV in America is absolutely true. It's real, and that they've had it for 40 to 50 years. If you see it on TV, it means that they already have it, and at a certain time, they're going to reveal it. And I remembered certain dreams that I had had, definitely this alien one, and I was a strong advocate that it's not true, that it is not real, that these things are just for entertainment. Part of it was because my motivation was I don't really share the things that I see when I'm sleeping, Dad, so I really hope that what you're saying isn't true. But here is the dream that I had on the 4th of June, 2016, and I was in New York City, and I was going about my day, ordinary day, and I was passing by the part in Times Square where they really lay it on thick with the billboards. And so there was this billboard up for a new alien movie that I saw, and this was one of these mega movie posters that take up half the building, and you have to look. And when I saw this poster, I was very irritated because of what was on it, because it showed a pyramid-shaped alien craft that was hovering above Earth's atmosphere, and it was hovering directly in the first layer of sky next to us where all our weather happens. So our weather happens in the first layer of sky where you look up, you see clouds, you see many other things. That's where the rain comes from. That's where all the hurricanes brew and everything like that. And so these craft were hovering directly in the place where weather phenomena takes place. And I saw it and I felt a quick stab of irritation because even in real life, I just hate seeing these things. And I moved on with my day, and then I got home. And there was a heavy mist that came over the entire city in New York City, and this mist would not dissipate. So usually we know that mist is the poor sister of fog. Fog is that really serious weather phenomenon that is suspended rain droplets, and depending on the heaviness of the rain droplets in this mist or vapor fashion, fog can be light or heavy. But mist is just usually something that will burn off as soon as the sun rises by about 9 or 10. Mist is usually gone, and so you usually see mist early in the morning. But this particular mist would not go away. It got thicker and worse until the sky was like a gray soup above us. It was a thick, heavy, damp sky and a very thunderous gray look. And I thought, this is so odd because this is not a fog. It definitely is a mist, but it will not dissipate. But I got home and I soon got busy making dinner. All of a sudden, for some reason, I don't know, drawn to it or feeling it, I put down the knife where I was cutting vegetables and I went to my kitchen window. And this was not a house that I've ever lived in. So this was just a dream house that God will put you. I leaned out because my kitchen window had safety bars, so I couldn't really lift up the window and put my head out and look up. So I leaned as far as I could, and I glanced upward, and what I saw is huge pyramid-shaped craft looming out of this mist that now had turned to serious fog. And the reason I knew that I was supposed to make this prophecy today is because when I woke up, I found a conversation going on in my soul already. And the conversation went something like, it is very interesting how the word loom works, Lord. To loom means that something has been lurking but has not manifested itself. And then suddenly it begins to lean forward until it is manifested and you can see it. So if something is hidden by fog or mist, it can be so far back in the fog or the mist that all you will see is the fog or mist and you won't see it. But in the horror movies, you've noticed that if there is a creature out there in the forest, the fog and the mist comes first, and then you begin to see a shape until finally the shape comes out of the mist and you see what this thing is. And so when I woke up, this conversation was already going on full-blown in my soul, talking about fog and mist, and immediately my mind tweaked to this prophetic word, and I thought, okay, so this is the one I'm supposed to make today. And so I saw these huge craft. These were not small craft, please understand. So this is not like your little triangle. This is a huge, massive craft with a base that is so wide. You know, a pyramid doesn't have a triangular base. It actually has a square base, and then it's got four sides until it forms a pyramid shape. And they had this kind of brick pattern that looked exactly like the pyramids in Giza. You could actually see the brick etching on their surface. And in between the lines was something very expensive looking that looked like the color black and silver mixed together. So in between each brick, where you might have used cement on a real built structure, on this was this kind of reflective, expensive-looking, silvery black onyx-like material in between. And then you can see the brick format around each one. And some of them looked matte, but some of them had this really shiny onyx-like surface. And when I saw them looming, they had come so close to Earth that they were just maybe 1 or 2 feet maximum above the street lamps. So if you know how tall a street lamp is, it's pretty tall, but they're not as tall as buildings. They're just for our use to show us where we're going. So they're about maybe a story tall, or maybe a story and a half, maybe one story or story and a half max. But these ships had come down until they were hovering just above the streetlights. And if you're understanding what I'm saying, that is pretty close. And I was consumed with panic when I saw this. I dropped, you know when you're holding vegetables and a knife and you're leaning out? I dropped everything and I ran out into the street. And I was certain that the street would be full of people that had seen this craft and would be out there staring with me. But the street was empty. And the Lord opened my eyes and I saw around the world. So from where I was standing outside in my street with nobody there, not even a little dog walking home, I saw globally that these pyramid-shaped craft loomed above every major city in the world. And they were hiding themselves in thick, dark thunderclouds. So you will understand if you go back to what I was just saying about how you can have fog or mist or something that can cloak or mask a thing until that thing wants to be seen, and then it moves past the cloaking and then you can see it. They were using very heavy and dark thunderclouds and they were absolutely silent. For some reason, when I see these crafts, they make no sound. And they were sitting above every major world center. And no sound came from them as they sat there waiting. And people were absolutely oblivious to the fact that these ships were sitting over their cities, over their towns. But I knew that in a few short moments, everybody would see the same sight and pandemonium would get loose around the world. And then the Lord flipped the dream and I found myself in Africa. I know people there and I found myself at the house of a friend. And this person was about to sit down to dinner with his family. So I found myself pelting up the front drive to the house. And I was knocking on this man's door with all the power and strength that I could muster. And he opened the door and he was so shocked to see me and saying, what are you doing here? So happy to see me. But I just started pouring out the story as fast as my words would give me allowance to speak. You have to know, this is what I saw. There's ships and everything. And you know when people's face starts to be like, are you well? Is everything okay with you? So this face went from happy to concerned, like, what are you trying to say to me? And in frustration, I raced into this person's house, and I went to a place where there was a large window. There's a large window, and I went to this window, and I pulled the curtains aside and pointed, and there, in this African nation, the ships were hanging directly within view, so you could see them all over the city center, stretching even to the horizon. And there, the ships were the proof of what I was saying. But here's a curious thing that I experienced in this dream. And I wrote, what I experienced is what I now know that I'm now that I'm awake. This is what is going to happen with many people. This man and his entire family gathered at these double glass windows and they saw the ships outside. And yet their faces, especially the face of the guy, revealed polite disbelief. Have you ever been trying to explain something to someone and they look at you and their entire face is telling you, for the sake of friendship, I'm listening, but I don't believe a word you're saying. I just won't tell you that you're a liar. I'll let my face do it for me. I saw that this person was struggling mentally because they did not think that they could believe me. They didn't know whether to believe me or not, because what I was saying almost could not be believed because it was the stuff of science fiction and movies. And we all know, we've all been trained to know that if it's on TV, it's not true. But you can just go back to what I said about the conversation with my dad many years ago. And even though we're told that movies are just make-believe and we should relax because we're actually escaping with our mind to a make-believe story, movies are not really there to relax you. They're there to reveal the truth of what will come in the future so that you cannot claim you did not know, because the movies are an endorsed form of full disclosure by the kingdom of darkness, by many governments around the world, especially this one, that churns out all the stuff that people think is fun and games until, of course, the fun and games, as I've always said, comes down from the sky, comes out of the sea, they come down from the mountains, they will come up from under the ground, and then we will realize that the fun and games were always revealing themselves to us, and we are the ones who did not know what we were watching. This man and his family saw what happened for themselves. They saw these ships in that nation, and yet they were looking at me. like I was the crazy person, and I was pleading with them not to be deceived when the occupants of these ships came out and began to proclaim that they were helpers, and they had come to do good, and they had come to be a blessing. But I could see that this person was very slow to absorb the information that I was giving, and so I felt led to just run out and try and talk to other people. And so I ran out into the city to try and warn whoever was walking by. And when I woke up, as is always my habit to do when things are extremely extreme, some of the visions that the Lord gives me, truly, I'm so glad when I wake up, I'm so glad that it is not yet that day. And I said, Lord, is it really so? And the Lord said to me, several times I have shown you this matter, and they are expressly concerning the times that will come to earth. I'm now going to read out the Lord's words, and I really ask you to take this seriously. I ask you, if you are just coming here to be a voyeur, why don't you be a voyeur with open ears so that the stuff that you take away will not only fall out of your head, but will enter your heart as seed, so that when you see these things manifesting, this channel will probably be a thing of the past. And that's something that I felt led to say today, that I am not here for you to come to become dependent on me. So I'm not here as a crystal ball, and I'm not here as, you know, the guru of the times for you to get involved in asking, what about this and what about that? That's not why I'm here. I am here reading out stuff that is older than you and I. So there's a lot of things that are written in the Bible. Everything that I'm talking about is actually in the scriptures, and these scriptures predate definitely this generation that is alive. So understand, when you think about things in that manner, that I'm not here to have a conversation. I'm not here revealing things that can be reversed. I'm actually following after the greatness of this Bible that was there before I was conceived. And I am here bringing you, as it were, a crayon to color in the details of things that Ezekiel and Jeremiah spoke about the United States and many other things that will come to pass to the whole world. Therefore, I'm reading out some inexorable truths that you can't get away from. And so when you're here, you're actually here not for me, you're here for yourself. You're here to learn, you're here to listen, you're here to absorb, you're here to get some puzzle pieces that you can add to the puzzle pieces you might have already had, or you're here to get the whole puzzle because this is probably the first time in your Christianity or in your non-Christianity. If you're not a Christian, you're absolutely welcome to the Master's Voice. This is the first time that you've heard these things. And so this is where you actually come to pick up kernels of truth and seed and plant it in your heart so that a tree of faith will grow. So this is not a place where you can come and be dependent on me giving you information, because I will not always be here. I've said that before. This is not the only thing that God has for me to do. And so when I'm not here, if you have not learned how to actually take truth and plant it in the field of your heart so that it can bring forth a harvest that will keep you safe in the end days, then this might be the time to listen to that and absorb. The Lord said, please listen, this time will be a time of great deception. Not only will people not know what is true anymore, they will be unwilling to accept the things which are true because they run counter to conventional wisdom of what reality should be. But this that you have seen will happen exactly as you have seen. Unholy races will come to earth claiming to be humanity's Lord and Master, and they will be believed. They will say that they are the creators of man, who love man and want man to ascend to a higher level. Where have you heard this? Have you ever heard the phrase ascended masters? To this day, I don't actually know what those are because my time is limited and I can't just go down every rabbit hole. But I know that this term ascended masters exists. And here was the Lord telling me that creatures, unholy races, where have you heard that? That they come perpetrating, that there are so many different races of them, where some are the good race and some are the bad race. Newsflash, they're all the satanic race. They all serve and follow Satan, and they have one unified purpose, which is to strip this planet of all human life as vengeful punishment, so they feel, against God for punishing them for what they did. So, unholy races will come to earth and claim that they are the Lord and Master of humanity, and people will believe them. They will say that they created man and they love man and they want man to ascend to a higher level. This will be widely accepted, yet I say to you, it is a powerful lie that will deceive and destroy many. This I wrote in red. Please make sure that you read this prophecy on the blog. This is the deception of the ages, the greatest lie ever told, that mankind was formed by anything less than my hand, or that man has a creator outside of myself. So, here is a direct competition to the truth that the gospel says, that God made man, he created Adam and Eve in the garden, and he granted to them the supernatural ability to be able to replicate themselves. Here will creatures come, the great lie, the greatest lie ever told, says the Lord, the great delusion. He says many will believe this lie. If possible, even my elect, whom I have chosen to receive everlasting life and fellowship with me in my eternal kingdom. There is no way to resist this lie except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Unless a man is born again of the water, spirit, and the blood, and is walking closely with the Lord in the company of the Holy Spirit, he will be open to this deception, and he will fall away. He will believe this lie, and with it he will receive all the other deceptions and the disastrous consequences that follow it until it reaches its final fulfillment. And here is a good time to speak about holiness and what that means. There are many people who have given their lives to the Lord, and I will not take that away from them. They were touched when they heard the gospel message. They were pierced inside, as it says in Acts chapter 2, and they confessed their sin before the Lord, and they gave their lives to the Lord. However, the presence of the Spirit of God in these people is weak, and that is because the spirit man in these people is weak. They don't practice the practices that causes the spirit man to become very robust, strong, sharp, and discerning. So they don't spend time with the Lord in prayer. They don't spend any time in worship with genuine worship music and not the candy fluff that has now filled all the airwaves. So real Christians cannot actually hear music about clinging to the cross, being rugged in their faith, honoring God, or pursuing God. Christians today now have the unbelievable notion that it is God who will pursue you, as if when Jesus said it is finished, he meant, but I'll be back for a replay and I'll keep chasing you. It is us who needs the Lord. The Lord has done everything and made all that we need available. And it is us who is supposed to pursue holiness, pursue righteousness. These are actual verses that I'm speaking. Pursue holiness. Practice righteousness. Put to death the lusts of the flesh, because these things will hinder you. When you have a weak soul and a weak spirit, this body will be very prone to temptation. So you can be a Christian, but keep falling because of so many things that just draw your attention and get you confused and get you distracted. And every time the devil pushes the bait towards you, you don't actually have enough muscle in your spirit to resist. And so if you cannot resist earthly sin, an earthly temptation, what are you going to do when there's spiritual wickedness and seduction that will actually thicken the air of this earth and cause the heart to believe that abominations are actually blessings and that fallen angels are actually ascended fathers? What do you think your chances are of being able to discern a fallen angel? Because these beings are going to come with a dazzling appearance. They're not all going to come as these aliens. And even the aliens that I have seen, they have an ability to make themselves appear as anything, including very beautiful beings. I'm sure a few of you out there have heard about some of the ones that I've seen, the really good-looking, icy blonde ones with the blue eyes and the sincere gaze and the nice voice. That is until you discern what they are, and then all the fake humanity that they are able to model so well. So being able to model something means that you are able to pretend to have it. So they model empathy and human emotions so well until you actually receive spiritual understanding from the Lord and you can see what they are. And once they know that they're busted, All this stuff drains out of them. I don't know how to explain what it is when emotions and the twinkle in the eye and everything just drains out of a human-like face, and you are facing an intelligence that is older than Mount Kilimanjaro, and it looks at you and you realize this is a really good time to run. And so people who are practicing weak and Christianity that is full of holes, you are at a great risk of believing this lie. But I'm not going to leave out the fact that scripture has said that when the great deception comes, when the great delusion comes, it will be so great that even the elect, this is you who's working out in the spiritual gym all the time, 24 hours a day. You're praying, you're fasting, you have the ability to pray those prayers that can purge out demonic presences from your home, somebody else's home, your body, somebody else's body. You're running on the treadmill of faith. Yet the Lord says that no one can resist this lie except by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the only person, basically, who is going to be able to grant a person, weak Christian, strong Christian, the ability to discern the lie. So there's many now. You see, we right now in this world, the spiritual wickedness that rules and consumes the world has not reached a point where it actually affects your gray matter. I think the people, if there's anybody who watches this channel who used to be a Wiccan or used to deal with pentagrams and Satanism, or people who used to deal with witchcraft, these people might actually be closer to home in understanding what this prophetic channel talks about when it talks about the age of deception. If you've ever been, and people who perhaps have had involvement with drugs. So if you have ever been in a position where your mind comes under the influence of an external force and you are not yourself and you are unable to think like, understand like, and perceive like yourself. Your thinking is fuzzy and you're easily confused. That is what the future is going to be like. So if you do not know how to wear your spiritual armor and keep it on all the time, your head will be taking multiple arrows and you won't even know it. And so when the man of sin reveals himself on TV and says, "I have come to bring peace," you're going to be right there cheering with everyone else because I saw in a dream, a horrible dream that I kept for a long time before the Lord told me to put it up. I saw in a dream the coming of this man, and there was hardly any people on this earth that did not love, applaud, and follow that guy. People were so consumed of him. He had the greatest following of humanity that you can imagine. And I was staring at this aghast. So to break it down, this might be you and your family, and your whole family is born again to the max. I mean, when you guys get together and hold hands and just pray over the food, there's a release of the Holy Spirit just over the turkey. You guys are that strong in faith. In that dream, I saw that the power of deception, that the man of sin, the end times coming one that the Bible calls the son of perdition, was so great that it was able to puncture even those who were keeping themselves for Christ. And it was simply the Lord's mercy that prevented such people from following that guy. So imagine if Christianity is a ladder and you find yourself existing here. And because of reckless love and all the music that has permeated you and the pastors going, "You're going to be raptured. You don't have to worry about any of that. You don't have to build up your inner man and be strong. Jesus is going to get us out of here." And you've been sipping on that Kool-Aid for 10 to 20 years. And now you hear that you're going to actually be here when the man of sin arises. You haven't strengthened yourself because a lot of people are not strengthening themselves now. Because they're still clinging to this hope that I'm just talking and I don't know what I'm saying. So they're still clinging. There's a part of your heart, a little part of your heart that you have not given over to the truth of the fact that Jesus loved us so much that he left us with Luke 13 and Matthew 24 and the entire book of Revelation and the entire book of Daniel to let us know, hey, people, it's going to get rough. It's going to get tough. I will not abandon you, but it will become such a narrow passageway that even those who are the elect, meaning those who have given their lives to me, might fall away like little dead pieces of wheat because of the things coming upon the earth. There's still people who have not left this place of desperate hope upon hope because they're still hoping that Jesus is coming next Feast of Trumpets or next Passover or next whatever it is that the different channels will be telling you. The Lord says that if a man is not washed in the blood and walking by the Spirit and walking closely with him in the companionship of the Holy Spirit, he will be open to this deception and he will fall away. Will is an imperative word. It simply means it will happen. He will believe this lie, and once he believes the lie, he will be open to receive every other deception and the disastrous consequences that will follow it until it reaches its final fulfillment. If you're wondering what the final fulfillment is, it is definitely dying outside the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is definitely taking the mark, and it is being consigned to having that rotten sore on your head while you're alive, and then hell forever when you are not. So this dream was the first time that God ever showed me that there is another type of ship besides the round one. The round one is what we always see on TV. But this was the first time that I saw that there are pyramid-shaped ones. And as time would go on, God would even show me that there are ships that have legs that dangle down. So if you just look at my fingers here, just imagine that this is the body of the ship. And it kind of reminds me of a very depressed flea. So the shape of a flea, and then it will have legs dangling down, and at the end of each leg is a claw, which I guess can be used to hold things. So they have dangling legs, maybe three, maybe four, and each leg has an iron claw at the bottom. So I referenced the video I made yesterday, The Little Men Walking on the Sky, and that was where I saw the famous three-legged ships when people used to call the aliens Martians. But be aware that as we change our ideas about what they look like, they also change their appearance, and they also change the appearance of their ships. So you have to know that this is deception. This is cloaking deception. This is undetectable deception that sits in the skies. Some people say that they're there now. I don't actually know, but I know that because they can hover silently, they can come so close to earth and be there, and we may not even know that they're there. They probably are there because the Lord says that they have been coming since the very, very early parts of human civilization. And so the saddest part of this dream was the human response, that even in the face of something that causes harm, not that harm, this kind of harm, alien, deceptive, satanic, walking on the ground with us, demanding that they want to live with us, they will definitely demand to live with us. The Lord says to be free. They are going to come and say that they want to integrate with the human population. They will be put in their own place first because some of them will be hard to adjust to. But here's the thing about humanity. Human beings will accept anything as a novelty. So I was living somewhere once and they debuted a charcoal black burger. The bun was black, the burger was black, the sauce was black, the mushrooms were black. The entire thing looked like a lump of coal. It was a top-selling burger for almost 6 months simply because it was novel. The word novel simply means new, different, never seen before. And so because human beings love novelty, and also because we are exceptionally wicked and sinful, the hearts of people will crave after these beings. And within a period of time, as I've seen, they were allowed to mix and mingle with the population. And then that's when things will get seriously interesting. So last but not least, this is what the Lord said. The presence of ungodly extraterrestrials will be a global event, synchronized to happen everywhere at the same time. The weather will change before this. If it has not changed already, it will change before that time to favor them and keep them greatly hidden until their chosen time. So this is Celestial with the Master's Voice. I'll leave the link for this prophetic word below. Please make sure to always click the link and go back to the blog and read these prophecies. If you want to get ahead of the game, use the search box. The search box is in the blue part of the blog. So the white part is where the writing is. Then you come to the blue where the comments are. Below the comments, there's a small little box. That's the search box. All you have to type in is words like Nephilim. Type in fallen ones. Type in fallen angels. Type in aliens. Type in UFOs. And it will bring you up an entire cache of everything that I've written about these things that the Lord has shown me. And then you can actually invest your time very wisely instead of waiting for me to put these up, because I'm involved in a task, if you don't know. I'm revealing these things. They've already been written, some of them. They are 5 or 6 years old. So these proclamations are actually done by me now by video, because the Lord simply wanted more people to hear about them. But when I wrote them on the blog, they constitute proclamations of what will be. So just understand that this world is already in its punishment stage. The United States is already in its punishment stage. So if you ever wonder why all these things will come to pass, they will come to pass for the simple biblical reason that human beings are wicked. They sin. They never want to stop sinning. And therefore, the Lord is going to allow them to receive all the things that interest them. And this is why these things will be able to come to earth. Humanity opened the door for these. And so they will come. They are part of the punishment that has been reserved for the end time generation of sinners. This is Celestial with the Master's Voice. The Lord bless and keep you. And until I see you again, take care of yourselves and goodbye.
And in my house, and in my family, and in my children, not someplace else, but in my house. Tu sentinela, mi Dios, así